right. I am now joined on the line by none other than Robin Nakambo. Robin, how are you doing this morning?
Doing very well, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. So, as I'm sure you well know, we are here to talk about the Share a Coke campaign that's coming up, or that's coming back, I should say.
That is back, you should say.
Yes, yes. I mean, I was a bit of a youngster when the campaign first came out, but I do have visuals of the campaign. I remember seeing people's names on the bottles and so on. So I'm excited to see what it's going to look like as an adult now.
Absolutely.
So, for the listeners, what is the Share Coke campaign all about?
So the Share Coke campaign, is more than just a marketing initiative. It's a carefully crafted revival of the global phenomenon that speaks to enduring power of personal connections. So the original Share Coke campaign, it became a cultural touchstone by daring to replace the iconic Coca-Cola logo with names and transforming a simple bottle into a personal invitation to share a moment. So this revival in Namibia is a deliberate effort to tap into the same spirit, but with a dual focus, igniting a sense of nostalgia for the Gen Zs and the millennials who fondly remember the original campaign, just like yourself, you know, while introducing like a fresh, exciting experience to the Gen Z consumer who will be experiencing this for the first time.
Yeah.
So it's a story about celebrating shared experiences, memories, and aspirations of all Namibians, young and old, from all walks of life, using Coca-Cola as a catalyst to spark meaningful interactions and weave together bonds. So we're trying to inculcate Coca-Cola into the Namibian culture. So Coca-Cola's vision is to create a ripple effect of positivity and emotional resonance, encouraging everyone to share a Coke, share a story, and create memories. I know my little sister, for example, she's 7 years old, but and she's in that area or zone in her life where she's constantly reading everything she sees.
Right.
So when I gave her a can of Coke and this Coke said sis, she was like, oh my gosh, it says sis. And I'm like, yeah. For her, she was so excited about it because now she can resonate to it. It's not just a drink that she's drinking, but more so a personal touch. She's getting a can of Coke written sis from her big sister.
Right.
So it's really something nice to see.
Yes, yes, most definitely. And so what would you say is the core message of the campaign?
So the Share Coke is not just a beverage. Like I said, it's a symbol of shared moments and lasting memories for millennials. It's a reminder of past connections for the Gen Zs. It's an invitation to create new ones. This campaign underscores the idea that the act of sharing and it can strengthen relationships, bridge divides, and infuse everyday moments with joy, significance, regardless of where you are in life.
Most definitely, most definitely. And so, moving on to what was the PR stunt for the campaign? What did that look like?
Okay, so it was a captivating opening of a Share Coke story in Namibia, a digital PR stunt designed to ignite curiosity and build anticipation for the campaign's return, sparking conversations among those who remember the original campaign and sort of just encouraging and creating that experience for the first time for the people that are yet to start, you know, seeing it around. So Coca-Cola partnered with some of Namibia's coolest influencers, like myself and a lot of others, to basically redwash Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine the iconic Avani building bathed in red, a bold statement that captured the city's attention, envisioned the striking billboards sort of strategically placed around the nation, where as you're driving, you can just see a can of Coke. And as it's still, the names are sort of rotating. So there's Bombini, there's Petrus, there's, you know, local names or names that we can sort of resonate with. So these weren't just visual displays. They were conversation starters designed to generate a buzz and excitement, paving the way for the heartfelt message of sharing a Coke, basically.
Yeah, and I'm actually very glad about the local names part because, you know, it would have been very easy for them to just put, you know, the standard, you know, Michael, Peter, names like that, but it's great to have the local names in there as well.
Absolutely.
And so this coming weekend is the Cosmos Fest or Cosmos Festival. How is this campaign connected to that festival?
So the campaign becomes an integral part of the Cosmos Fest, one of Namibia's biggest celebrations of music, entertainment, and community. So this is going to be an avenue where a lot of people will be there, and what better way to celebrate that oneness, that Ubuntu-ness, than to share a Coke. Just as the festival promises an unforgettable experience with local artists, international artists, exciting activities, and a lively atmosphere, the campaign will amplify the spirit of connection. So this partnership allows Coca-Cola to enhance the festival's vibrant story, providing a space where attendees can share moments and celebrate together with a Coke, you know, just adding to the weekend's memorable experiences.
Right, right. And how can people win tickets to the festival?
So we've been running campaigns, yes, mm-hmm. on the socials. And one thing that we've done is we've literally, from the different influencers' perspectives, created exciting videos where we sort of implored everybody to come through and share a story or tell us who it is that they're going to be sharing a Coke with, to tag the person, to use the hashtag Share a Coke Namibia, and all of that. So we ran the competitions, and a lot of people have won. Most of the influencers had like 10 tickets to give away.
Okay.
So the competitions were ran on Instagram as well as TikTok. So it's exciting. It really is exciting. And I can't wait to see the winners.
Right, right. And so now, obviously, you know, we are speaking currently on the radio. Tell us how do radio partnerships affect this campaign or impact this campaign, I should say.
Well, you know, I've got a background of radio, and I totally understand the craft of radio, and I appreciate radio so much. Radio is one of the medium where it reaches a large scale of individuals at once. So partnerships like these are very strategic and essential in extending the campaign's narrative to every part of Namibia.
Yes.
It's not like a newspaper or television set. This conversation can be picked up in the north, it can be picked up in the south, in the coast, wherever it is that you may find yourself. So to ensure that everybody understands Coca-Cola's story and can link that story to celebrating moments and memories, creating that oneness and that inculcating Coca-Cola into the Namibian nation, this would be the best medium to utilize in terms of spreading the love for Coke.
Yes, yes. And so when it comes to this campaign, is there any sustainability aspects to the campaign that the listeners might need to know about?
Oh, yes, definitely. So recognizing the importance of responsible consumption, the campaign story includes a commitment of sustainability. So Coca-Cola recycling stations at Cosmos Fest will be encouraged attendees to dispose of their Coke bottles responsibly, ensuring that the campaign's legacy is one of both connection and environmental consciousness. Mm-hmm. So definitely, it's all about consuming the beverage, yes, but making sure that you don't, you know, throw your can elsewhere, but more so put it somewhere where the next person can pick it up and then trash it.
Yeah.
In terms of the pardon me, in terms of the stations, the recycling stations that will be around the Cosmos Fest.
Right, right. And now, Robin, before I let you go, I know you shared that the story with your sister, but is there any other personal experience you have with the campaign, the first go around, that the listeners might be interested in?
Oh yes, definitely. My love for Coke is one that is deeply rooted, because I used to work at Coca-Cola Bottling Company in Namibia for a year, just over a year, let's say 11 years ago. So mine is not necessarily just the campaign, but the brand in itself and the love that I have for the brand. You know, I don't know if you're Oshiwambo speaking, Mara Moshiwambo, when you go to a shop, and you want a cool drink, you
yeah.
say Ondaroka Coca. Whether it's the red one or the blue one or the whatever color it is,
yeah.
they refer to any cool drink as Coke.
True.
And that speaks volumes of what Coke is. So regardless of, you know, what people perceive it as, or they just think that, you know what, whatever it is, whatever beverage that I want to, that's fizzy, that I want to take in, it's just a Coke. And that speaks volumes of the brand, because it means that this brand is so good that people associate any drink with it. So for me, that is one thing where it made my life so easy as a PR, because the love for the brand is already there. So being able to run a campaign of this nature where you're just creating that resonance in terms of localizing it for Namibians and for the other communities where you're selling it, for me, it was a no-brainer that it was going to be successful.
Yeah.
So being able to bring that back now for people like my little sister then, and people that weren't around for the first campaign, it's phenomenal, because now people can actually see why we love Coca-Cola so much, because it's the only beverage that has ever thought as important enough to put our names on the cans or the bottles.
Exactly. And we're actually live on Facebook now, and someone just commented that they've been waiting for this for a long time. So, you know, it's we can say the campaign is already working.
No, absolutely. No, we're excited. And like I said, we can't wait to host you at the Cosmos Fears. So please do come out in numbers. To the competition winners, congratulations. I can't wait to take pictures with you. We're going to be there. So please, it's Saturday. Let's go and have fun responsibly. Again, sustainability is key. So for all those that do love Coke, please, once you're done, please just make sure that you trash it responsibly as well. Your cans and bottles, that is.
Most definitely. Robin, thank you very much for your time today, and we will see you on the weekend.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right, that was a brief interview we had with Robin about the Share a Coke campaign. If you guys remember the Share a Coke campaign, do comment on the live. If you ever put your bottle on a name, or if you put the name of a loved one on a bottle, let us know in the comments. And before Mr. Helmut gets too angry with me, I will vacate his seat and let him continue with what were we talking about before I came in here? The Afrikaans, what?
I was just running through my, you know, my comedy script of the Afrikaans I was using yesterday at you know, City of Windhoek performance.
How good is your Afrikaans?
My Afrikaans is good, you. I can show you. I can show you a bit of, a part of it. I can show you a piece of it.
Tell me, you want to come back in the seat, but in Afrikaans.
Ek soek to. What?
Okay, that's good. It's good enough. I understood.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna understand. It's just that, it's Afrikaans, it's Afrikaans with an English accent.
Okay,
yeah. One friend of mine told me that I speak Afrikaans the same way Get Rich speak English.
No, it's an accurate right. Description.
All right.
All right, Helmut's fans on Facebook, I have to vacate the seat now.
Yeah.
And, thank you. We'll be back right after this.